3 weeks after almost 300 girls were kidnapped from their school in northeastern Nigeria, the world has finally leapt into action. The Pentagon is sending a hostage team to help find the girls who are being held by a militant group affiliated with Al-Qaeda, and Britain and Australia are also offering assistance. The girls were taken by Islamist Boko Haram militants, whose name means Western education is forbidden. Mousi Shigun is a researcher with Human Rights Watch and is in the Nigerian capital Abuja. I spoke to her a short time ago about the latest in the search for the girls.
The Nigerian government has said that there's a build-up of security forces and they're receiving assistance from foreign governments, including the United States government assistance in searching for the girls. But within the country, the protests are continuing. The women and several other Nigerians are still taking to the streets to protest the inability of the government to rescue the girls more than 4 weeks after they were abducted.
And there's a strong feeling that the government led by Goodluck Jonathan hasn't really taken this case seriously.
Absolutely. And that's the reason why the people have expressed their frustration and their anger by continuing to march in the streets of many cities across Nigeria. And here in Abuja, even though there is the World Economic Forum, the people have continued to gather together for rallies every day to raise international media attention, which in turn has helped to encourage foreign governments to pressure the Nigerian government to take adequate steps to search for those girls and bring them back home.
Can you tell us some more about Boko Haram, which means Western education is forbidden? And since 2009, it has carried out a series of attacks against schools, hasn't it?
It has, absolutely. Essentially, the attacks against schools started early in 2012. And from that date up until now, more than 300 schools have been attacked and destroyed by Boko Haram. Its ideology is anything that is Western is haram, that is forbidden, and that includes education. But what the group initially did was just to attack Christians, attack security forces, and any institution or individual that might be aligned with or affiliated with the government. But gradually, with the high-handed response by the Nigerian government, the group began to move out of the towns where it had taken control and moved to attacking softer targets in the rural areas, including schools, churches, and mosques, and markets. It's been known to kill hundreds of people in open markets and make away with their goods. And so the attacks on these schools gradually, about May 2013, the group's leader released a video in which he claimed that the security forces were arresting wives and children of members of Boko Haram, including his own wife, that is Abubakar Shekau's wife, and some of his children. The government did respond to that accusation by releasing about 38 women and children, and later, about 2 months later, another 58 were released. But Boko Haram has not responded or reciprocated this gesture from the government.
Now, we're hearing reports this morning that there has been another killing of school children, and that there also, of course, has been an abduction of another 11 women. Can you tell us what's happened in the last week?
What has happened in the towns of Wahala in Borno State, between 8 to 11 girls were abducted from the village in the middle of the night. These are not school girls. They were not in school. They were with their families in their home when Boko Haram attacked. But in another town, in another part of Borno State, it did go into a market in Gwoza where it killed at least 300 people.
Mousi Shigun from Human Rights Watch in Nigeria.